The team of international police officers from the Netherlands and Australia had been due to visit the crash site Sunday, but they were confined to their hotel in the regional capital, Donetsk, explains monitor Alexander Hoog of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe.
The site itself appears to be not safe. We will not risk our unarmed civilian observer mission to deploy to a site where we can't control the risk to a degree where we are confident that we have it at the level where it is acceptable.
Ukraine and its Western allies say Russian-backed separatists downed the plane with a surface-to-air missile. The rebels and Moscow deny involvement. Earlier, Malaysia, whose flag carrier owned the downed Boeing, said it had struck a deal with the separatists to allow an unarmed police force to secure the site. Australia's Prime Minister explained his country's role in the policing mission.
Our whole and sole purpose is to claim our dead and bring them home as quickly as we can, and that is what this next phase of Operation Bring Them Home is all about.
That operation is complicated further as fighting intensifies between Ukrainian government forces and pro-Russian rebels. Ukraine's army appears to have gained momentum, retaking control of territory from the pro-Russia separatists. These were the scenes in the town of Lysychansk after days of heavy fighting ended with victory for Kiev forces, backed by volunteer fighters from the so-called Donbas Battalion. Local residents are becoming weary of the conflict.
I can only buy soap now. Nothing works. There is no electricity. Banks are closed.
The fighting is edging closer to the center of the key city of Donetsk. It has been under the control of rebel forces since March. Visiting Ukraine's National Guard training base Saturday, President Petro Poroshenko said his forces had the firepower to defeat the rebels.
The Ukrainian army has been reborn in these last 2 months, and today we can confirm the soldiers are liberators who are freeing Ukrainian cities and villages from occupation.
In the midst of the conflict, teams of investigators are trying to forensically piece together the final moments of flight MH17, but their progress is frustratingly slow. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Kiev.